Rob Khan Show, 720 WGN. Alderman Brendan Riley is joining us right now from the Fighting 42nd in Chicago. He's the official alderman of the Rob Khan Show. And I don't, generally, guys go to jail for things like that, Brendan, but it's just going to be what it's going to be. Okay. Let's talk about the reopening here. The governor's made a raft of reopening announcements here today that starting on the 30th or the 31st, I guess, the 30th will be the day that they lift the order. There are going to be outdoor seating for restaurants. That's going to be okay. It's going to allow people to start to go back to restaurants that have outdoor capacity. That's obviously not every restaurant, though.
No, but I'm thrilled that the governor made that decision. I think it's the correct one. It's actually based in science and data. I was on the radio with Ana DeFlantes just a couple weeks ago suggesting Piazza-style restaurant dining to help get these folks back open. And I know the industry has been in discussions with the governor for some time. Clearly, he's been listening to them, and I think it's really just great news. It's not going to solve their problems at all, but getting the doors open and getting some activity there and some cash flow sure helps. The hope is that we'll have an ongoing dialogue with the governor on a weekly basis to reevaluate, because the real goal here is getting these folks open to at least half capacity so they can start getting their workforce back to 100%. And that's the hope. So I think it's really great news.
Yeah, it is. I think it's especially for those restaurants that have outdoor space. It is great news. For those who do not have outdoor space, there is very little relief ahead for them at the moment, it appears. Your thoughts?
Well, we're trying to figure that out, Ro. You know, I'll be in a series of meetings with the Lightfoot administration. You know, the governor's order allows municipalities to figure it out and do it as they see fit. And so obviously the Lightfoot administration has already been looking at scenarios like this with me and others. We're going to have to fine-tune that in the next couple of days so we can get the industry back open as soon as possible. But for those folks who don't have a traditional outdoor cafe setting, there may be hope for some of them as well. There will be the select closure of some side streets. Obviously, you have to maintain a fire lane for public safety and possibly even a traffic lane. But there is a possibility that folks that don't typically have those accommodations might be able to, with barricades, use the curb lane, the parking lane in the street, maybe some portion of the sidewalk. So they may get some extra options, too. We're really trying to be flexible and creative for the industry under these very unique circumstances. This won't be the norm forever, but for the next several months, until we get the industry back up on its feet, it sure makes a lot of sense to be more permissive than we normally would be under normal circumstances.
And is the idea here to keep the table 6 feet apart from each other once these outdoor restaurants open up next week?
Yes, that's the idea. The idea here is not to pack the restaurant and then also put them on the street. In fact, you will not be allowed to dine indoors or drink indoors under the governor's order. So all of that on-premise activity has to occur outdoors, either in the outdoor cafes or a combination of the cafe and street. So that's the challenge for city planners and for aldermen. And for, frankly, the restaurateurs to make work. But that is a heck of a lot better than 100% closed to on-premise business. And again, the goal here, Ro, is that in a couple of weeks, we could be looking at a scenario where perhaps we can get the restaurants open to 50% capacity. So we are eager and aggressively pursuing every creative option to get that industry back going again.
Well, there are some restaurants that have a garden in the back. You have to go through the restaurant to get to the outdoor. How does that work?
That would be accommodated for. The understanding, you know, and again, a lot of this has to be fine-tuned with the mayor's office. But the general concept, at least, you know, I think where the governor's coming from and members of the Lightfoot administration are coming from, is that you would allow people, obviously, to use the restroom facilities indoors, right? With a lot of sanitation, spacing, and all that. But the same could be done to provide a corridor from the front door of an establishment to the rear beer garden. I don't see issues with that. Obviously, public health would have to sign off on it, but that sounds conceptually like it's considered acceptable.
How malleable has the city system been on this? Because, you know, a lot of things go to City Hall to die. Initiatives move through, and all of a sudden the guy goes, I don't know, I don't like the guy. And then it gets, you know, caught either in a committee or it gets, you know, caught in some bureaucratic mess. Is the local government here in Chicago as malleable as we've seen some of these other governments be?
I think so. Under the mayor's executive order, I would say, yes, we have been pretty flexible and nimble. You know, the regular bureaucratic process that we go through when it isn't COVID time, yeah, that's cumbersome. And there's still a lot of work to do streamlining that and de-bureaucratizing it, frankly. But because we are in special circumstances right now, we do have additional flexibility through executive orders, at least till the end of June. And that's how we're going to kind of, you know, quickly work through these processes rather than getting bogged down in committee debates and council votes on these policies that are needed, frankly, yesterday. So you're going to see a lot of velocity, especially with certain sectors and industries in the city that we have to get on their feet immediately. So we don't have time to kibitz and sit around and talk things to death. We have to just get them done.
Well, every alderman has a restaurant in their ward, right? And every alderman has a restaurateur in their ward that they know personally because they're in there all the time complaining about something. You, unfortunately, have about 1,400 of those people that are in line complaining to you about something. So it seems like this could be, you know, a really good first step. I mean, the most important thing, and we could set aside here not the health concerns in terms of how they relate to spacing and stuff like that, but let's just assume that this will be safe and that people will be safe, you know, given all the restrictions that are going to be put in place here. And getting people to actually come back out to the restaurants is the second concern that these restaurateurs have. They want to make sure that they get a running start on this, because there will be people who will go, you know, I'll wait a couple of weeks before they go. So the earlier that they can actually open up, the better off it is going to be for restaurateurs and small businesses. Now let's talk about, I have in front of me the list of openings and restrictions being lifted by the governor as he's announced in a press conference. And he's had a really long press conference today as a result of this. We'll play some of that for you in press relief coming your way after the 5 o'clock news. But we are going to enter into phase 3. And I hate, Alderman, when we talk in phases, because even though I've looked at all of these things and we've studied them all, I still don't know what the hell they're talking about. I can't remember. Wait, what was phase 3? Are we going up or are we going down? Which is better? It's like DEFCON. So with phase 3, bars and restaurants will have the option to resume operations for outdoor seating only. Tables must be 6 feet apart and away from the sidewalks. Masks and distancing measures for staff must continue to be followed, and other precautions and guidance will be issued. Well, you know, God knows what that's going to be. Municipalities, I suppose Chicago would count as one, are encouraged to help restaurants and bars expand their outdoor seating options. And as you just mentioned, that might be actually being able to use the roadway in some cases where there would be a closing of the street as long as there's enough room for emergency vehicles to get through if they have to. Have you guys already started to game that?
Yes. And I've been talking with the restaurant leaders for downtown for a couple of weeks about it. So we do have some of this mapped out conceptually. I'm supposed to be meeting with the Commissioner of Transportation with the Lightfoot Administration shortly to go through the actual nuts and bolts of it and how it might work. And again, I suppose, you know, we're not just talking about downtown restaurants. This is for the whole city. We're going to have to do kind of a ward-by-ward analysis of what side streets make sense and wouldn't be too disruptive to close down. But you recall, Ro, years ago, the Gold Coast Art Fair used to host in River North would take over 10 city blocks of our streets. We would literally close down the neighborhood to vehicular traffic to host this 4-day art fair. And with that, we had a lot of capacity while also allowing for plenty of room for pedestrians and for fire lanes. So it can be done. And we're going to have to work very quickly to get that on paper so that the industry has guidelines and rules.
Okay, so now one of the other things that the governor announced today, that starting on May 29th, 2 days before the lifting of the rest of this stuff, there is going to be a reopening of the public parks, the state parks. Now, does that mean that Now, those are state parks, right? So you've got, you know, yeah. We know what those are. But does that mean that Chicago's lakefront will be opening anytime soon?
Unfortunately, it does not. I applaud the governor for opening up the state parks. But Mayor Lightfoot retains local control over lakefront policy. I think everyone wants to see the lakefront open as soon as possible, including the mayor. But her health experts are cautioning her to do that very deliberately and very carefully, because, as you know, when you announce the lakefront is open, that serves as a magnet to close to 250,000 people. And we don't have enough cops to police the lakefront on a good day. And so if we're trying to maintain social distancing to prevent viral spread, we have to do some pretty extraordinary things to allow for exercise on the lakefront. So I know that the mayor and the park district are working through how that all would happen. I suppose it involves a lot of hurricane fencing, blizzard fencing along the lakefront trail to prevent people from congregating in the open space.
Yeah, but you know what? Now, you know as well as I do, because you live downtown, that if you walk through the parks and they put up that blizzard fencing that, you know, those are those like thin slats that are wired together. Yeah. You see them throughout the parks and on the lakefront in the winter. Those things are all trampled down, right? And any kind of netting that's been put up has been trampled down. I mean, nothing is staying up. Lincoln Park is just about as busy in terms for joggers and walkers and baby strollers and stuff like that. It's the weekends. It's almost as busy as it would normally be on a weekend.
Well, and again, I'm one of those folks out there, you know, I'm kind of more on the aggressive, let's get the lakefront open, you know, lickety-split. But it kind of proves the mayor's point, doesn't it? We've had restrictions in place, and people have been, you know, willfully violating those. Imagine when we say, hey, it's A-okay to return to the lakefront. You know, how many folks will respect all of the guidelines that are being laid out, you know, in conjunction with opening the lakefront? And lack of compliance so far is what gives the mayor and her experts pause. So that's a tough one. You know, it's a real asset that a big chunk of our city uses every day, especially for exercise. I miss it too. But the mayor is in a very difficult spot there. She does not want to pour gasoline on a simmering fire with related to COVID, because it'll draw a tremendous number of people to the lakefront the first day it's open. We all know that.
Not if you open it at 4 o'clock in the morning and until 8 o'clock in the morning. I think no one will show up then. Maybe we do it in baby steps, because there is got to be a moment where we start to, if we're opening up restaurants, people are going to be able to sit 6 feet away from each other. And I get it, but that's, yeah. You know how this is going to be. And you saw the pictures from Wisconsin, right? I mean, yeah. You know, as soon as people were able to go out, they just went out and they don't care. And this, we've been talking about this all week here on this radio program. We'll talk about it a little bit later on in a different way today as well, that there is just an attitude that, hey, it's not going to affect me. If I get it, it's like the flu, I'm going to be okay. I don't think people are as afraid of this virus as is portrayed in our business, in the media. And I think, you know, yeah. People are, and in a lot of ways are, and you know, we can talk about the psychology of that or the sociology of that. It doesn't matter. It's just the way it is. People are acting, populi yeah. are acting in the way that they just want to act. And I don't know that the government can get in the way of that anymore.
No. And look, you know, as the weather improves, that becomes increasingly difficult, right? Right. But, you know, with regard to the lakefront, it is going to reopen this summer. I know it will. You know, again, we need the public's help, you know, reinforce good behavior, to do that and do it, you know, in an appropriate and safe way. You know, I'm hoping we can get that open, you know, in the next month and a half.
Okay.
But it's just, you know, to your point, I've been advocating for limiting the hours too. You know, let's not do it in the middle of the day when everyone wants to get suntan. If you want to exercise, do it in the morning hours, evening hours, something like that. And then gradually reopen the open space and the beaches and those sorts of things. But I think the mayor is being responsible and cautious with that one. That's a real tricky one.
Listen, I say this to everybody who gets angry. It's like, I don't have to make these decisions, and and the person I'm talking to doesn't have to make these decisions. We've elected people to make these decisions, and these are very, as you said, very difficult to make. Let's go to the phone. 312-981-7200 is our telephone number. Dave, you're on WGN. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Ro. You know, I go to the parks every day, and, you know, because the lakefront is now closed. And what I observe is that there's always a certain number of people who are breaking the rules. Then there's a certain number who are kind of like borderline cases. And then the rest are following the rules. And there's a policeman always there, usually on the outer perimeters, whatever park it is, Oz Park or the park in front of the Newberry Library, for instance. And they're not doing anything. They just sit there. And the people breaking the rules are doing it because they know they can.
I know exactly your point here. But
I know the police don't want to. It's not what they've been trained to do. They know they're trained to take care of criminals and, you know, people right. who are a real problem. This is a new thing for the police as well. And understandably, you know, they can get infected with this, too. But if they got the message out, if they actually made some arrests, put it on TV, and people will get the message.
Man. Yeah, I'll tell you what would happen there.
At the lakefront.
All right, Dave, thank you very much. Hold on one second, because I've got to run for a break here and let the alderman go. But the reality is what would happen there is far more than just you know, get on TV and people would be scared. All of a sudden, you'd have all those demonstrators who are down in Springfield up here demonstrating about the police state. You know, that's the other side of that. All right, Alderman Riley, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.